But I want to jump up to shallow water now and look at some creatures that are positively amazing. The cephalopods, headfoots. As a kid, I knew them as calamari mostly, but this is an octopus. This is the work of Dr. Roger Hanlon at the Marine Biological Lab. And just fascinating how cephalopods can, with their eyes, incredible eyes, sense their surrounding, look at light, look at patterns. Here's an octopus moving across the reef, finds a spot to settle down, curls up, and then disappears into the background. Tough thing to do. In the next bit, we're going to see a couple of squid. These are squid. Now, males, when they fight, if they're really aggressive, they turn white. And these two males are fighting. They do it by bouncing their butts together, which is an interesting concept. Now, here's a male on the left and a female on the right. And now, the male has managed to split his coloration so that the female only always sees the kinder, gentler squid in him. And the male's on the opposite. We're going to see it again. Let's take a look at it again. Watch the coloration. White on the right, brown on the left. He takes a step back, so he's keeping off the other males by splitting his body, and he comes up on the other side. Bingo. Now, I'm told that's not just a squid phenomenon with males, but I don't know if that's true.